Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and I'm excited to bring you another episode absolutely free. This episode is one of many released every month, totaling over 80 episodes so far. Each one is meticulously digitally restored and stored in the cloud for your convenience, a process that incurs costs. To help cover these expenses, you might hear some advertisements throughout the episode. While we do retain the original commercials for historical authenticity, you may also encounter modern ads, which help keep the lights on. If you prefer an ad-free experience, we offer a couple options. You can listen to the episodes on YouTube, where they don't include the audio ads, although YouTube may provide their own ads on their platform. Alternatively, you can also support us by becoming a patron on our Patreon page. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/donate. Again, otrwesterns.com/donate. I do want to emphasize that we are committed to providing this content to you for free, but also we have to be transparent about the financial realities to bringing this to you. To those of you who are already supporting us, we extend our heartfelt thanks. Your contributions make it possible for us to continue doing what we love. And as a final note, I did want to mention one last thing. If you are paying for a service, let's say like Audible, and you're listening to this show on that site, they do not provide any financial or monetary means to this podcast. We provide it to them as a way for you to be able to listen, but they don't help us in any way. So again, thank you to everybody who's already supporting, and those of you who want to support us in the future, I deeply appreciate it. Now, let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date's June 11th, 1947, and the title is Lawman's Boy. Hope you enjoy.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
It was shortly after daybreak when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up at the side of the trail near the town of Porter's Gap.
Push it over.
The sky was overcast, and the ground was damp with a mist that hung low over the plain. The masked man and his Indian companion watched an approaching horseman.
We can tell in just a minute whether or not that man is the sheriff.
That right?
His ranch is over that way, isn't it, Tonto?
Well, that what feller tell us?
I wonder if the rumors are true. Look at me, Tonto.
Me look.
Can you see my mask quite clearly?
Me see mask 10 times this distance.
All right, then.
You look at sheriff. See badge from here.
And the visibility is all right in spite of this mist. Hey, sheriff!
Whoa, boy! You want to see me?
Yes. We're looking for work. I understand you can use a couple of men on your ranch.
Strangers around here, aren't you?
Yes.
Know your business?
I think we can handle any job on the average ranch. You'll lose nothing by giving us a trial.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Follow this trail about 2 miles and you'll come to my outfit. You'll know it by the 2-star brand on the gatepost. Tell my foreman I sent you. If he likes your looks, he'll put you to work. Well, I've got to get on to town, take care of my job. Get up there!
Well, Tonto, I guess we have jobs if we want them.
That's right.
Also, we have the answer to our question.
Sheriff Bradley say nothing about masks.
He was as close to me as you are. He had seen my mask. He'd have asked a lot of questions. He certainly wouldn't have offered us jobs. Otto, Sheriff Bradley's losing his eyesight.
And what you do?
Before we do anything about the situation in Porter's Gap, we've got to get a lot more information. We'll make camp among those cottonwoods, and I'll disguise myself as a cattle rancher and go into town.
Maybe you get information from Ma Harker.
Yes, I'll go to Ma Harker's restaurant for lunch. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Ma Harker had an overdeveloped bump of curiosity. She made it a point to know all about the people in Porter's Gap and the strangers who came there. Her Grandview restaurant gave her ample opportunity to investigate newcomers.
There. I do declare this is the first minute that I've been free to take a deep breath since breakfast. People are getting hungrier all the time, seems like. Mind if I sit here for a minute while you eat?
Please do.
The talkative old lady didn't suspect that the tall, good-looking man who had ordered the blue plate special was the almost legendary character known as the Lone Ranger.
You aiming to stay in town long?
No longer than necessary. By the way, isn't Jim Bradley the sheriff in Porter's Gap?
He sure is. You heard of him?
Yes.
He's a fine gent. He fought with Sam Houston.
I'd like to know him.
I reckon you'll find him at his office. I think he's in town today, but he don't come in too often. Only once in a while.
He's not very well, is he?
Who says he's not well? Jim Bradley's as good a man as he ever was.
What about his eyesight?
No more of that talk.
No?
We're the ones that choose the sheriff, and Jim's all right.
I see. Can a man with failing eyesight handle his job?
Mister, that job a sheriff is being handled. Jim cleaned out this district a long time ago, and it stayed that way. When he rids a place of outlaws, it stays red. So we got no real need of a sheriff in Porter's Gap.
I wonder if crooks will stay away from Porter's Gap when they learn about... Well... When they know the situation.
If any crooks come here, they'll find the whole town ready to back old Jim.
I see. By the way, Mrs. Harker, you know those 2 men at the corner table?
They're new in town, same as you are. They aim to buy a spread and start raising cattle. Are you thinking of settling in this part of the country?
Well, my plans aren't definite. You don't suppose the sheriff would like to sell his ranch, do you?
I should say not.
I should think he'd rather stay in town all the time.
He'd a darn sight rather stay on his ranch all the time. He's just hanging on to the sheriff's job till Bob gets back.
Bob?
That's Jim's boy. Dad, bet it, I wish he'd come home so poor old Jim could settle back.
Where is Bob?
Don't none of us know. He lit out a couple of years ago to see the world and... I reckon there's a lot of it to see. He'd make a first-rate sheriff, too. He's the image of old Jim. You've traveled considerable, haven't you?
Yes, quite a bit.
I don't suppose you ever run across Bob Bradley in your travels, have you, mister?
The name doesn't mean a thing to me. That certainly was a fine meal.
Oh, shucks, that was nothing. You should come in for eating one of these days when I really feel like letting myself out.
I'll be back. I guess this will cover the cost.
Just even. Come again, mister.
Thanks, Mrs. Harker.
The Lone Ranger went to the rear of the restaurant, past the saddle shed, then entered a thicket of cottonwoods where Tonto had been waiting with the horses, Scout and Silver.
Otto, I'm going back to camp and get out of this disguise, so I'll be ready to travel. You go into that restaurant and sit as near as possible to the men we followed here.
Me savvy.
They have their heads together. This will be a good chance to find out what they're planning.
It's something crooked?
Buck Winters and Ed Ransom came to Porter's Gap for a purpose. Find out what it is. I'll be waiting for you in camp.
Easy. Wait a minute, Bigfoot. Hold Silver!
Porter's Gap. Old man Brad.
Not so loud, Buck. Not so loud. When we get through here, the town and the sheriff will both be in the same boat. They'll both be flat on their backs.
You going to start with the express office?
No. Changed my mind.
Change your mind? But you said...
I've been thinking it over. We could probably pull a job at the express office and get away with it. We'd have to pull out afterwards. We couldn't stay around town.
Why not?
There was a robbery like that. The people around town will realize that they needed more protection than the sheriff could give them.
What of it? Didn't we plan to move on? You don't figure on settling down here, do you?
Sure.
You, Ransom, settle down in a place like Porter's Gap.
Yeah, Buck. I've been getting ideas. Think we could make a good thing of it. You know, you're downright handsome.
Oh, me?
Yeah. You look like an honest young gent. I don't know why you should. What a man is shows in his face, you'd ought to have the sneaky look of a weasel.
I don't like that kind of talk, Ransom. Now, what are you getting at? Say I got an honest face, what about it?
How would you like to be the next sheriff of Porter's Gap?
Me?
Well, we could work out a pretty good setup. The Ringo Kid, for instance, would pay plenty to hide out in a town like this with the protection of the law. And there's Trigger Benson and Soapy Smith. If you were sheriff, you could let them live here without being bothered. As long as they paid for the privilege.
Well, that's a nice dream, Ransom, but you better wake up. I looked this layout over, and the people are sold on old man Bradley. He'll never change as long as he's alive.
I know that. But if you were made to look like quite a hero, just about that time the sheriff was to die, I think we could put you over as the lawman for Porter's Gap.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, a tin star would look pretty slick on my shirt, I reckon.
Sure it would.
If we lived here, we'd get a piece of land and make us a couple of first-rate homes. Maybe find a girl and marry up. What's the use, Ransom? We could never work it.
You leave that to me, Buck. I think I know how it can be done. Sheriff Bradley's in town today. When he comes in, he stays at his office until sunset. Then he rides out to that ranch he owns. It's dark long before he gets there. Now, here's what I think we can do.
Ransom talked in a low voice, but the keen hearing of Tonto, who sat nearby, caught enough of the whispered instructions to realize what Ransom was plotting. When he had the facts, he left the restaurant and leaped astride his paint horse Scout.
Get up, Scout!
The Lone Ranger recognized the beat of Scout's hoofs coming through the woods toward his camp. He had put aside his disguise as a cattleman and stood in his familiar clothes and mask to learn the reason for Tonto's great haste.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Oh, fella.
What's wrong, Tonto?
Sheriff in danger. You saddle Silver plenty quick.
Right. I'll saddle up while you talk.
Here, Silver. Me not hear all fellers and restaurants say.
Hey, what did you hear, Silver? You
well, do... young fella, him to be sheriff. Fella with scar, get idea.
What about Sheriff Bradley?
Well, crooks plan ambush him.
Oh, when?
Plenty quick. Get him on way home to ranch.
Steady boy. Do you know where they're going to ambush him?
Me not know. Me not hear that.
Probably somewhere on the trail between his office and his ranch.
That may be right.
Tonto, you go on ahead. Pick up the trail at the edge of town. Try to overtake the sheriff. I'll catch up to you.
Me savvy. Get him up, Scout.
Just a second, Silver, and we'll be ready. Yes, we're going to follow Tonto and Scout.
There we are. City Big Fellow. Come on, Silver!
The sheriff, riding alone, letting his faithful old horse follow the familiar trail, had no suspicion that death waited around a bend.
There's Sheriff's horse.
There's the sheriff on the ground. City, big fella. Look around, Tonto, while I examine Bradley.
Him dead?
Wait a minute. Not yet, but he's hit hard. We have to get him somewhere quickly. You see any tracks nearby?
No. No, me not see him.
Looks to me as if he was hit by a rifle bullet. Could have been fired from quite a distance.
Can we take Sheriff back to town?
The town is much nearer than his ranch.
Look, Kimasabi, toward town.
Horseman.
Me no feller in front.
Isn't he one of the men who was in the restaurant?
That right. Him feller named Buck.
He sees me wearing a mask beside the fallen sheriff. We'll be accused of this shooting.
That right.
We've got to get away from here, Tonto, and take this man with us. Get his horse.
Me get it.
You lead his horse. I'll take Bradley across my saddle. We'll go to his ranch.
Horse, come plenty fast.
We can't help it. There, steady there, Silver. Steady, boy.
You got sheriff all right?
Yes, I can manage. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up.
Come on, Silver.
There go the ones that ambushed your sheriff. Get after them.
Right, come on. Are you sure they're the ones that shot him?
Of course I am.
Just call for a lynching.
Here, yeah. Hang those tracks.
You won't hang them if you don't catch them. Come on. Get up there. Right, get up.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the small ranch owned by Sheriff Bradley, they were far ahead of the townspeople led by Buck Winters and Ed Ranson. The sheriff's wife saw the masked man rein up with her husband across the saddle. She opened the door hurriedly.
Bring him inside here. My sakes alive, what's happened?
Your husband's been shot. Tonto, stay outside and keep your eyes open.
He's happy.
Put him right over here on the sofa. Is he hurt bad?
I'm sure he'll recover. Oh. There. He was struck in the shoulder.
But you, that man.
Are you Mrs. Bradley?
Yes.
Men from town are on the way here. They're going to accuse me of the shooting, but I didn't do it.
What?
Take it easy, Sheriff. You're going to be all right.
That voice. I met you.
You told me I might have a job here. Now listen to me carefully.
Yeah?
You were shot as part of a plot. Two men in town are out to get your job.
My job?
They plan to stage a series of crimes to show the need of a sheriff. They plan to kill you so the office will be vacant.
Sakes alive. How can there be such goings on?
Mrs. Bradley, no matter what you or the sheriff hear, please trust me.
But that mask...
Trust me until I get back. It won't be more than a few days.
What's that about a mask?
Hang on, Sheriff. Don't let anyone have your job until I get back.
Okay, Miss Hobby, come quick.
Are the townsmen nearly here, Tonto?
That right.
I've got to get away, Bradley. Here, take this bullet. It may tell you who I am.
Bullet?
Are you here from us?
Mary... This bullet.
Jim, that man talks straight, even though he did wear a mask. What's that bullet he gave you?
I don't know.
It looks like silver. Why, yes, it is. It's made of silver.
Silver? Mary, that accounts for it. A mask man. A silver bullet? He's the Lone Ranger.
Come on,
The Lone Ranger and Tonto set out at a fast pace, which soon became a steady ground-covering lope that was maintained for miles before the two reined up. In the darkness, the masked man dismounted.
Sorry, big fella. Tonto, we'll stop just long enough to give the horses a short rest. And then we're shoving on to San Marino.
That plenty long way.
Yes, we'll have to travel hard to get there and back in less than 3 days.
Plenty happen in 3 days.
Plenty could happen in one night, Kemosabe. I'm wondering what Buck Winters and Ed Ranson will do between now and daybreak.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto pushed on through the night, paused briefly at daybreak, and then continued on the way to the town of San Marino. It was long after dark when they reached the settlement. Inquiry at the cafe told them where the sheriff lived. The Lone Ranger roused the lawman from his sleep and soon won Jeb Samuel's confidence despite the mask on his face.
I thought you'd be glad to know where your escaped criminals were.
You're doggone right I am. Winters and Ranson got another 10 years to serve in my prison. I'll send a deputy to Porter's Gap and pick him up. But tell me this, mister.
Yes?
Why did you come all the way to San Marino to bring me that news?
Because I wanted to learn about a third man who traveled with Ranson and Winters.
Are you talking about Chuck Carlson?
I think that's the name he used.
Yes, he went to jail with those two.
Is he in jail now?
No, we let him go.
You did?
We picked up a half-breed that gave me some new evidence about the robbery that jailed those three. Carlson hadn't played any part in it.
Where's Carlson now?
Well, he left town some time ago.
Where did he go?
I understand he went over to Durango to see if he could get a job where he wasn't known. But why do you want him?
He's wanted in Porter's Gap.
Well, doggone. He didn't strike me as a bad hombre. What's he wanted for in the Gap?
His father wants him, Sheriff.
Yeah?
When I saw Sheriff Bradley, I knew the real name of Chuck Carlson. He looks just like his father.
Now, look here, Baldy. I'll sweep floors in this cafe. I'll do anything.
You're
just so
no
I can...
swamper, Chuck. Sweeping floors ain't your line.
Well, I've got to do something. If I can't find a job in Durango, there's no use looking anywhere.
Ain't you got no home to go to? No folks?
I've got folks, but I can't go home to them. Not after being in jail.
But, Chuck, according to what you told me, you was innocent.
Now, that doesn't change things.
Great day. It's a stick-up.
A mess, man.
All of you, stand where you are. Don't go for guns, and no one will be hurt.
There's an engine back in his move.
Carlson.
What?
He's calling you.
Come over here.
What do you want with me?
Come on. You'll find out.
Great day. Is he one of them crooks that traveled with you in the past?
No, I don't think so.
You'll come without making trouble. We won't have to tie you.
Yeah, but who...
You
what's...
come. We don't clear.
I'm telling you.
Now, see here, you.
Are you going to make trouble?
Well, no, sir, not me.
If anyone tries to follow us, we may stop lead.
You not worry, Carlson. Everything will be all right.
What's the idea? What do you two want of me?
We don't want you, but your father does.
Is this your horse?
Yeah, but
get
I don't see...
saddle, Bob.
My name's Chuck Carlson.
Your name's Bob Bradley. Your father's hurt and he needs you. You'll ride between Tonto and me, and you'll have to travel fast.
All right,
cool.
Steady, boy.
Get him off the scout.
Get him!
Come on, Silver!
Once more, the Lone Ranger and Tonto traveled with a minimum of rest, and this time Bob Bradley rode with them through the night. In Porter's Gap, it was a night of crime with Buck Winters and Ed Ranson the ones responsible. A small iron safe in the general store was blown open.
That does it. Now grab that cash and hightail.
Right.
The banker wakened in the middle of the night to see the dim figure of an intruder in his bedroom.
You're awake, huh?
My wallet. Why,
this
you...
This'll hold you. Oh!
There were other robberies that night, and all of them were part of the carefully worked out plans of Ranson and Winters. Morning found the main street filled with people comparing notes and voicing grim determinations to get law in Porter's Gap.
We sure stirred things up last night, Buck.
You better stop calling me by that name. Folks around here think of me as Jack Wallace.
Yeah, that's right.
And your name's Randolph instead of Ranson. Don't forget it. Won't do for the law of San Marino to hear that a couple of gents with our real names are in Porter's Gap.
Everyone's riled. Guess it's about time for us to move in and make a few suggestions.
Go ahead.
Hey, fellas. Listen to me, boys. Don't you think it's about time there was some law in Porter's Gap?
You're right. Yeah.
Of course, I'm a newcomer, and it's none of my business. I don't have to settle down unless I want to. But I like your town, and I'd like to stay. If you'll get law enough to protect me and my investments. I know how you feel about your old sheriff. He's done the best he could, but it's not good enough. The word has spread that he's no longer the man he used to be. That's why all these thieving critters have come this way.
I'd like to get the crooks that stole my cash.
The ones that busted my safe.
Yes, sir.
Stole the cash I had at home. Me too.
We need law in Porter's Gap.
Yes, sir.
Why don't we hold an election?
That's a good idea.
Pete Curtis should be the sheriff.
Not him.
I suggest Jake Peabody.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with Abner Laughlin?
Or Charlie Potter. Yeah, Charlie Potter.
You hear that, Buck? Just like I said it would be. Everyone is naming someone different for sheriff.
Yeah, but none of them's naming me.
Don't you worry about that. We'll give them all day today to argue things out. No matter who's named, there'll be a score of people who'll find reasons to object. But you, no one knows anything against you. Long about sunset, I'll suggest your name. Mark my words, you'll be elected by acclaim.
Ed Ranson was prophetic. As the day progressed, there was an increasing clamor for a lawman to replace blind and wounded old Sheriff Bradley. But as each name was suggested, there were many who had reasons to object.
He owes money to everyone in town. How about Abner? He's all right.
Oh, he still owes for the last feed he bought.
How about Lemuel?
Lem's too old. I think we'd better pick Joe Daly.
Joe Daly, my eye. I wouldn't trust him.
Hey, boys. Fellas.
Hey, wait a minute.
We're getting nowhere, so let's find a new sheriff. Of course, it's none of my business being somewhat new in Porter's Gap. But you can take my word for it. Young Jack Wallace here can handle your law as it should be handled. Hey,
Jack Wallace looks all right to me.
He's strong looking.
Yeah. Let's try him.
Yeah, why not? Bring him on. Let's try Wallace, the sheriff.
Many of the townsmen were immediately willing to accept the good-looking young man as their sheriff. Others were soon persuaded. And in a surprisingly few minutes, the man who had escaped from jail heard his newly chosen name on everyone's lips.
Wallace! Wallace, for sure!
Come on, Wallace! Let's have a look at you! Hoist him out of the porch!
Speed! Let's have speed!
Wait a minute, boys! Let's make this official! Who's in favor of Wallace for sheriff?
I am!
Is there anyone opposed?
No!
And that settles it. Jack Wallace is the new sheriff.
Sure! Like funny is!
Here's your new sheriff. The one you've been waiting for.
The masked man!
There's the man that shot old Bradley.
And the critter with him is wanted by the law in San Marino.
That's a lie! It's these two that are wanted by the law. That man's right name is Buck Winters, and this is Ed Ranson.
I'll fix you for that.
No, you won't. Go on. That'll hold you for a while.
Boys, it's Bob Bradley.
It's the sheriff's son come back home. He couldn't have come at a better time.
Then let's vote over again. Go ahead.
You mean to say you really wanted me back home?
Oh, son, how can you ask such a thing?
Not only wanted you, Bob, we needed you. Needed you just as bad as the rest of the folks in Porter's Gap.
Yes, when I left here, I knew it was against what you folks wanted. I don't know as I'd have ever had the nerve to come back, especially after doing time in jail.
Well, you're back, son, and you're the new sheriff. And I'm downright proud to hang my badge on you. So that you can wear it while you're taking your first prisoners back to jail in San Marino.
I'll bet the sheriff in San Marino will be surprised when he sees how I come back.
Yes.
Hey, but Dad, that masked man, I don't savvy his part.
Well, I'll tell you, son. When you've been sheriff as long as I have, you'll learn not to try to understand the ways of the Lone Ranger.
Thank you. The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.